I know we've gotten the chance to talk quite a bit at a couple of these training camps, but how exciting is it to be back to see the players working ahead of this upcoming season for the Bills?
Oh, gosh, I love it. This year is going to be like a transition year with all of the new players that are coming in. I personally think we're better than what we had in the past. Not that we weren't good, but I really think that Josh is going to be able to spread it out more and not have to worry about that one guy. So I'm liking our chances this year. Super Bowl.
That's awesome. So I know in years past we talked. I know you're a season ticket holder. Just wanted to get your thoughts overall to start off with in terms of the excitement level for another year heading to the current Highmark Stadium with the construction already ongoing at the new Highmark Stadium right across the street.
Well, actually, for me and my girlfriend, we actually upgraded our seats. We're now undercover. So that's going to be a plus. So we're looking forward to that. We don't have to wear as many, snowsuits or whatever. So as far as that goes, really excited. And to see the progress of the new stadium, it's just amazing. We drive down there probably every couple of weeks, take my mom down there, and, you know, just to see the progress. And it looks like it's going to be a beautiful stadium.
Does it surprise you a little bit in terms of how quickly they're coming along? Because last year, as you know, it was just a big giant pit. They were still doing excavating, and now the steel's going up pretty tall, and it's starting to take shape of an actual stadium.
Does that surprise you?
I think the weather has helped. Mm-hmm. You know, we haven't had the winter wasn't real, real bad, and then we've had our rainy days, but we've had our sunny days. You know, so I think that has helped the progress of the stadium. And it is looking good. Oh, yeah.
When it comes to the new stadium, is there anything in particular that you're really excited to see when it comes to either the renderings or what you've heard about what's going to be incorporated? Anything that stands out to you that when it's fully built and ready to go that you're really looking forward to see or experiencing?
I can't wait to see the Buffaloes out in front. That's one. And just the design where there, it's going to be like a filter, they say, to filter out the wind and block some of it. So, you know, I'm really interested to see how that works.
So when it comes to the upcoming season, are you concerned at all about anything that might be going on in terms of your game day experience with the stadium construction? I know last year was a little bit different since it was just the excavation, but activity down there is going to pick up a little bit. Anything, at least from your game day experience, that you are concerned about?
No, not really. We get there early. You know, we want to beat the traffic. We park in our lot 6. And, you know, we take a tailgate, and I'll walk around, visit different people that I know, and check out the stadium now that we're at this stage of it. And, you know, I think it's going to be really interesting to see the progress as we're at the game. So I'm looking forward to it.
So I know in a couple of years when the stadium is built and ready to go and the team moves in, the old stadium is going to be demolished and turned into whatever the Bills have planned for it going forward. Is there a lasting memory with that stadium or anything in particular that you'll always look back fondly of with the old stadium?
Oh, God.
There's a lot of memories,
probably,
right?
A lot of memories. One was the goalposts. The goalposts being torn down after we finally beat the Dolphins. I was at that game, and I'll never forget it. I wanted to run onto the field, but I had people holding me back. But so that would probably be the one that really stood out for me. Among, you know, then there's all the playoff games, you know, but that one, I don't know, it just beating the Dolphins.
So when it comes to going forward with this tomorrow, you told me you were going to the blue and red scrimmage, the practice that's taking place at Highmark Stadium, and it also as a season ticket holder. Any different expectations in terms of the fan game day experience and that you're looking forward to? Anything in particular, whether it be tomorrow or for the season?
Not really. I like the fact that they have all that stuff out in front for the kids. You know, unfortunately, I can't bring my grandkids tomorrow, but I really like what they do out in front, you know, so the kids can have fun, you know, instead of just walking around with their parents, tailgating, whatever. But they have all these little things for the kids to do, and I love it. Being a granddad now, I love it.
You've also told me you've gone through the Stadium Experience Center as a season ticket holder in Williamsville. First off, How was that? I personally walked through it. I thought it was extravagant. I thought it was incredibly detailed in terms of what they're looking to do. What are your thoughts overall on what you experienced at the experience center?
Exactly. It was, and it is going to be beautiful. The whole design, I love the way the club is going to be set up, that you're going to be able to go up in the club, out of your seats, and still be able to view the game, not watch it on a TV screen. So from that, I really think it's going to be a beautiful stadium. Yeah. Unfortunately, though, I'm going to have to opt out.
Yeah, you led me right into the next question. I mean, I know that right off the bat, I think the sticker shock of a new PSL, but there were for club and suite owners that had seats with the PSL prices. Where do you normally sit, and what was sort of the first evaluation of the prices that you heard for your seats?
We're in section 207 in the Pepsi Club, and I was so torn, but being newly retired, they wanted $10,000 a seat, plus the ticket, which was going to be approximately $4,300 a seat and going up every year. So as much as I wanted to be there, I just couldn't see spending that kind of money.
Did you consider with your girlfriend about maybe switching seats? I know that's an option to be able to switch out from where you are to a different area of the stadium, knowing though obviously that you're going to be bumped to the back of the line with whatever section you were possibly looking at.
I did keep it open that if something else came available, you know, if it was maybe a little bit more into what our price range would be, we would consider it. So I left it open that still a potential. But for the seats that we were offered, I had to opt out of them.
We saw that initial reaction with the $20,000 per PSL and the season tickets and everything, and there was a lot of outrage. You said $10,000, and yeah, that's still kind of a pricey high point there. But do you share the similar concerns of Bills fans that they look at the new stadium, they look at the pricing of season tickets and everything, and are concerned that, you know, despite the team's best efforts to not price fans out of the building, that it still might be too high, too much going forward?
Oh, yeah, exactly. I never, ever thought, when they talked about PSLs, I never thought it was going to come into that range. I thought maybe the highest might be 10 and go down from there. But, it was a shock when I heard that that's how much it was going to be. And, you know, I'm looking at it this way, that we're not going to have Josh Allen and Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean on our team, running our team for 30 years. So what is that PSL going to be worth down the road? You know, unfortunately, and I look at it as like buying a new car. As soon as you drive it off the lot, it decreases in value. So,
have you talked to any other season ticket holders, and have you expressed and shared thoughts about what you experienced and just in terms of the way things are priced with the new stadium?
I have talked to a few, some relatives that are up in the club and some friends that we sat next to. And again, they basically said the same thing. They don't want to do it. It's just a lot of money. So they chose to opt out. You know, again, one of them said that, yeah, if it gets down into the $2,500 to $5,000 range, let me know.
Yeah.
You know, which that's it. To me, that just seems more reasonable. You know, I think in my opinion, you might be knocking out the true fans.
Is there anything that would swing that decision that the price dropped to $2,500, $5,000? Or is there anything more that you feel should change in terms of maybe what the Bills are offering for the new stadium? Or it really kind of just doesn't depend on where everything else kind of goes with the other fans that might want it?
I think if it got down to the $2,500 or $5,000, somewhere in there, I probably would do it. But I just can't see spending $10,000, you know, on something that's like not even really there. Because, I mean, they say it's you own that seat, but if I'm a season ticket holder now and I'm purchasing that seat without a PSL, I technically own that seat. And if I want to transfer it, sell it, I got the ability to do that. So I don't understand the reason for it.
You know? For any Bills fan that might be getting ready for their experience to go in, whether it be later this month, this year or even those that bleed into 2025. Do you have anything to advise people on? Anything that you would kind of just tell them to like keep in mind as they're going through the stadium experience?
I think the main thing is keep an open mind. You know, when you go in there, don't go in there with the thought, I'm definitely not doing it, because you're probably going to go in there and be negative the whole time. Go in there and view it, and if you can afford it and you're young, I say go for it. Yeah.
Anything else you want to add, Mike?
Go Bills, Super Bowl.